Welcome to Adventist Waves.
Sure, what comes to mind immediately is this particular piece called Stay With Me. Stay With Me is about the experience of saying goodbye to people.
Hi, welcome to Adventist Waves. I'm your host, Khan Elmers. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. Today, I have a guest all the way from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we're going to be exploring one of his albums that he has created, very interestingly, so stick around for that. And for those who have just joined us, and maybe it's your first time listening to the podcast, I want to encourage you to go back to the first couple of episodes that we have produced, starting from season 2. That's when we really started interviewing different musicians. And yeah, check it out. Give us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with a friend. Who knows? Maybe we could you could encourage somebody else to start doing creating music and sharing the music with others too. And so let's jump into the podcast today. Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. And your support helps us to continue this. We want to continue producing high-quality episodes featuring Adventist artists and showcasing their journeys. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist Music one episode at a time. Kendall, can you tell us a bit about who you are and where you're from?
Hi, Khan. It's nice to be with you again. And I see the struggle there to pronounce my country's name, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Now, most people would know St. Vincent, you know, but the Grenadines bit is a little bit of a tongue twister for them. So yeah, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I'm home at the moment, and it's a nice time of year here. It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere. And so in this tropical part of the Caribbean where I'm from, we have cooler temperatures and it's perfect beach weather still and very breezy. So yes, I'm mostly a pianist, and I've been putting out some piano solo albums, and I do a ministry called Music and Missions, which you can check out at www.kendolmusic.com, and that's K-E-N-D-O-L music.com.
Awesome. I heard that you have an album that you'd like to talk about on today's podcast. Can you share with us a bit of the backstory on that of that album?
Sure. Most Christian artists and Adventist artists put out Christian music. However, we don't always play Christian music. Myself, I've done some classical music, and that's kind of how I grew as a pianist, challenging myself coming through the grades with the Royal Schools of Music. And it was one of my dreams to visit the city of London. Now that became a reality for me around 2011. I was invited to London by a pastor to come and share my music and to play for an evangelistic series with a pastor from 3ABN called Pastor C.A. Murray. And that was my introduction to the music scene in London. One of the things I really enjoy doing in that city is going to the parks. There are many green spaces in London, and there is a very unique network of canals. So you have the canal walks, so you can sort of get away from the traffic, and you go on these canal walks, and they run alongside these canals. Boats go up and down on. and there's quite a bit of life there, you know, wildlife, birds and whatnot, and pretty flowers. And it's I found it very inspirational, and especially around sunset. And then sometimes you'll have the mist that hangs over the canals. And so it's an interesting place to hang around, and then you see the city lights in the backdrop and everything. So interestingly, I like to work with young creative people, and I met this gentleman from Nigeria who was studying audio engineering at School of Engineering, Audio Engineering in London. He had access to a studio and was needing to do a project for his graduate degree. He wanted to record me on piano to sort of get practice as an audio engineer, as well as to fulfill some requirements for his degree. So I went to see the studio, and you have to walk through this canal to get to the studio. He and I recorded an album, and it was an album of Negro spirituals. So I think that's my album Pilgrimage, it was called. And we wanted to do more. And I hadn't prepared any more music, really, to do more. But, you know, just wanted to have fun recording more. So I dreamed of doing a project where I actually sit and do what people hardly hear me doing, which is I sit at the piano and I just create a piece in that moment to express exactly how I felt in that moment. We made a plan to come together one evening and to create just what I do in the moment, which is I will sit at the piano, he will count down, and I will start playing. And I would do this until I felt like I didn't want to do it anymore for the evening. And out of that, we had 11 tracks that I compiled as the album called Beyond Words. And so that's what we're talking about, my album Beyond Words.
Wow. That is so awesome. What a unique gift that you have. Praise God for that. Can you share with us like one of the songs on the track so we can like get a bit of a feel of what you're talking about?
Sure. What comes to mind immediately is this particular piece called Stay With Me. Stay With Me is about the experience of saying goodbye to people, but feeling like you're not supposed to be saying goodbye to them. So the part of you is saying, stay with me, or part of them is saying, stay with me, but you know, you have to go. Having been a missionary for many years, I've had to say goodbye a lot of times to my family and to students that I would have for one semester, and then they will be moving on to somebody else's class. Yeah, Stay With Me is all about the unfortunate experience you go through in life of having to part with people.
So take us back to like the beginning when you were recording that song. What was it like?
Okay, so let me think here. So the guy's name was Olives, and we didn't have exact titles for the tracks that I was going to play, because I didn't know what I was going to play during this whole thing. And so he would just count me down and I would start playing. And on this particular track, I just played a phrase, a motif, if you like, and then I built on it. And it just flowed along and the ideas just coming to me. And next thing I knew, I was in autopilot just playing this song like it was something that I knew from before. And so this is a part of my piano playing that I don't get to share much, like in a concert setting. you know, musicians would just get together and jam, as you say. Yeah. Or in my case, I would just sit at the piano on a particular evening and no score, you know, I'm not playing any particular pre-written song.
Yeah.
I'm just playing in the moment what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking about. This is what I've expressed in that particular track.
I guess, understand like what feeling you were putting into that song when you're playing it.
Okay, so this is where you pull on your subconscious mind. And I believe that music helps us to say things we can't say in verbal language. Music in the context of worship, it's like an envelope for the words which we sing. But those accompaniments or those melodies, they give messages as well. Here I am pulling on my ability, my gift maybe, to be able to say something that I can't say in words. Mm-hmm. And in this particular track, and in the case of this particular track, it's the feeling of parting with people, saying goodbye to them, feeling like they don't want to say goodbye, or you feeling like you don't want to say goodbye. And you know, this track can apply to a relationship ending as well, where our relationship becoming redefined, where you're adjusting the boundaries, and it could be somewhat painful. It could also be the disciples seeing Jesus having to go back to heaven, and they're left on earth, and they're thinking, Lord, we'd like you to stay with us, right? We have scores of situations in the Gospels where people are parting and saying goodbye to each other,
right? Yeah.
Or Paul on his missionary journeys, going from place to place and saying goodbye to different people. It's the human experience of having to say goodbye. So this track, Stay With Me, is my expression in the moment without any plan, expressing how I would feel or how I think other people might feel when they have to say goodbye.
Is there like a time in your life where we have felt that a lot?
Sure. I lost my dad at 91 years of age about 4 years ago. And it was the first time to lose an immediate member of my family.
Mm.
And, you know that one of these days something like that might happen in your life, but not until it actually happens, you understand, and you find it so hard to put into words the emotions that you go through, right? I think parting is just not something that we're meant to experience in life. So I would say that would be ultimately one of the hardest experiences for me with parting. and thinking, you know, I want this person to stay with me, but they have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely something that I think a lot of our listeners may struggle with. And it's a reality that each of us have to deal with at least two times in our life, like with our parents, maybe with our brothers and our sisters, mm-hmm. And our friends. It's a something that we can encourage one another with, and I really appreciate the song that you have created that really like brings out that emotion in us, because sometimes, like what you said, it is hard for us to put that into words, but through music you have described that to us in another sense, if that makes sense.
Right. And if you listen to the main melodic idea in there, you will hear that recurrence, stay with me, melody yeah. happening in there. And yeah.
Is that something that, is there something you'd like our listeners to take away from that song?
Sure. I think I'd like them to know that me as a creative artist understands what they might have felt or might be feeling, having to say goodbye to someone or be apart from someone they would rather be with. There's something about grief as well. There's something about knowing that somebody else understands the feelings that you're experiencing. So I'm hoping that the listener would get it that, you know, I'm trying to help them to say what they're feeling musically. Hopefully they would know that somebody else can empathize with them and their experience of parting with somebody.
Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Currently, Adventist Waves is free for everybody to listen to, and in order for us to continue sustaining and expanding the show, we need listeners' support. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist Music one episode at a time. What would you say to people who would like to support Adventist musicians?
As an Adventist musician, sometimes we think that they function only when they're playing at church for a program, accompanying the congregation, or when they're doing special music. But there is a whole musical world that exists with each artist that they go through to become the music minister that you hear in church, right? And part of executing music is being able to understand how you communicate with melody lines, how you communicate ideas, how you communicate experiences through the music. You know, many of our hymns are talking about experiences that people have had and drawing on inspiration from some very personal experience that they might have had in their life. I'm talking about the hymn writers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Think about the hymn Never Part Again. Okay. This is like the hymn version of what I'm trying to say with Stay With Me, probably. No, listening to an Adventist musician in the context of church might be one thing, but understanding a musician's whole artistic world is important as well, because, you know, we don't choose to be musicians or artists. Many a times that's just who God created us to be, and we can't help but being that person. And so that's the way I feel about being an Adventist musician. This is who God's created me to be. This is the way I communicate and commentary on my life, by saying it with music, with melodies and harmony and rhythm.
So to me, it kind of sounds like it's like an extension of Kendall, you know. It's a part
Absolutely.
Of who you are, who God created you to be. And you're expressing yourself through your music in a way.
That's right, Khan. And I've done different things with my life besides music. You know, I have a master's in biology, and I taught English as a second language for many years. But I have to admit that this is where I am happiest and feeling most fulfilled when I'm creating music. So this is very much my identity. One has to use their gifts very responsibly as a Christian. I keep thinking about how best I can do that and not abuse my gift. And so in the case of this album, Beyond Words, and the track Stay With Me, I'm really trying to empathize with other brothers and sisters who've had the experience of parting with a loved one.
Okay.
Or just saying goodbye temporarily. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast today and sharing about this album. I hope that our listeners have been inspired. If you would like to learn more about Kendall's music, make sure to check him out on Spotify. We're going to drop the links for that you can listen to his music in the description below. He's available on different platforms as well, like Musicverse, I believe. And is there anywhere else that people can find you?
Yes, you could find me on Log Voice, Apple Music, Pandora, Deezer. And you can download my albums on my website, kendallmusic.com.
Great. Yeah, make sure to check his website out to support his music. There are some great tracks there to listen to on your daily commute or your daily walks to help to refresh your soul. So thanks once again for coming on to the podcast, Kendall. I'm really grateful you're able to come on today. And to our listeners, make sure to share this podcast with your friends. Wherever you are listening to it, give it a 5-star review and give us a comment. We'd love to hear about what you think of this podcast. If you have any other questions for Kendall as well, drop it into the comments and I'll personally ask him for you, and we can get him onto the podcast again to share about another episode. In fact, we're going to get him onto another episode very shortly to describe another song on this album, Beyond Words, as well. So make sure you check that out coming up soon on Adventist Waves. Thanks again for listening. That's a wrap. Adventist Waves.